Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. Because what I'm saying is, everyone gets to be right and we don't have to defend ourselves. See, everything you're saying right now, I don't care. This is how it is. Leaders don't have to be likable. It's kind of like the opposite of what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is, when you are so okay with who you are, then you can be like, I love all, I have nothing to defend. So I can like find a way to make you feel super safe. But when I'm really feeling everything you just said in that context is really important, that as soon as I feel you might not like me, I feel like I might not be loved. And therefore, I'm going to say to you, I don't care. I actually think all of the research about leadership is a feeling of being in resonance, right? Being powerful. And I think leaders create leaders. And I think we create leaders by helping people see a mirror of their deepest strengths and giving them the safest environments to which they can just kind of splatter creative, messy thoughts in places. And then it allows them to cultivate inside of them their own confidence, right? But I'm saying, whether or not it's in leadership or with someone else, like what I'm saying to you is, if my daughter says to me, mommy, this and that, I'm like, you're right. Even if I can find 3% of it to meet her there, because I'm not offensive of it. If I'm okay with myself is what I'm saying. And I don't go into guilt and shame. Oh my God, I yelled at you. No, I didn't yell at you. No, I didn't. I didn't yell. That's on you. Like, that's me not being okay. Like, I just got totally pulled out of alignment. So I got to defend myself. But when my daughter, just the other day, we went to somebody's house for dinner and she was wearing the same dress as me. And I said to everybody, they were like, that's so cute. And I was like, yeah, Maddie texted me, mommy, you better wear the same dress or else I'm not coming. And so I brought it with me before I went to work for an event that morning. And she pulled me aside. She's 6 years old. And she's like, you always do that. Like, you repeat a text. And by the way, that's a similar quality to exactly what my friend said. And I said to her, you're right. That probably didn't feel good at all. And she started to cry. And she's like, yeah. And like, I feel like you do that. And I was like, you're right. You're totally right. I could tell her that she was totally right because I wasn't shaming myself. I'm not flogging myself. I'm not like, oh my God, what does that mean about me? I'm like, I'm going to be okay with the fact that I make my decisions. Sometimes they're not met in the best way. Sometimes I might have done something that's wrong and it's all okay with me. I'm not going to be perfect. And it's okay also if I did something that I really loved and somebody had a problem with it. That's okay too. I can be like, I got you. I still think there's value in it. I even think there's value in two people who are diametrically opposed to talk to each other and find peace together, even if they don't leave the meeting feeling anything other than what they felt when they came. I like that. That's kind of what I'm trying to bring to the world. So what I'm saying is, if you let go of the fact that you can love yourself, if you can love yourself, even when you're messy to somebody else, you will be a better leader because you will care. You won't be so worried about somebody having fault with you. You'll be like, I want to hear what this person says. Even if I don't change anything about what I'm doing, why am I so worried about letting his feelings be heard? I'd love to hear what people think. Say it out loud to me. Say it to my face. Let me give you a hug. You know what I mean? Like, I hear you. I feel you. I get that from your perspective. I totally get it. Totally makes sense. Right? Doesn't it? It's his experience. It could be true for him. And then you don't have to be worried. You don't have to get knocked out of alignment. Because if you hold on your whole life to like, I'm right, not change it, and I don't care, and I don't care, and I don't care. What you're really saying is, I care so much that if I let it in, I'm going to crumble. So I have to go like this. I have to be defensive, right? we as people, we are not actually looking for perfect people. We don't love people because they're perfect. We just like people because we just feel safe. We just feel okay around those people. And that's it. So I just wonder what would change if you were totally okay with however you're received, because you're never going to be able to control it. And you get to love yourself unconditionally. What does that really feel like? And now you're like, there's room. There's room at the table for everybody to have it. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.